Blog Talk Radio.
TMZ. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling the fumes, blue past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't.
Yeah, shout out to Chase Baker. I'm so Brooklyn. We rocking that for the thing, the pregame radio on total. The lady in the new shoes sends me the finished product. But y'all already know what it is. Y'all seen it on Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. Today is March 9, 2011. It marks the 14-year anniversary of the passing of one of the greatest legends of all time. Who am I talking about? It doesn't need any introduction. I'm just going to get into it like this.
Oh. Check it out.
The ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommy. The back of the club, sipping my weed is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these homies Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the ep a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? We both got hot, now check it. I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz that see notes by the layers. True fucking player. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the DS3. I got the chronic by the tree.
I love it when you call me Big Pop. Fuck.
throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies. You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave, throw the keys to little C. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next blunt so we can steam on the way to the telly. Gon' fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's great. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
I love it when you call me big pop. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies. You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and Benz's, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams.
What?
Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money, holes, and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friend. We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me big pop. Throw your hands in the air if you're the true player. I love it when you call me big pop. To the honey getting money, playing niggas like dummies. You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Check it out. Now I'm full shit for that ass. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby, baby.
Yeah, we back at a live pregame radio. You already know what it is. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black, and today we are celebrating, paying homage, paying tribute to the one and only, y'all heard it, Notorious B.I.G., Big Papa, Biggie Smalls, Frank White. Y'all already know the names. I know the AKAs and all of that. And we just celebrating, you know, I can't believe it's been 14 years straight up the damn. I'm glad to guess, you know, it's been 14 years, and now they just start to uncover stuff and all this other stuff. It's all well and good, but we're here celebrating the music. We're celebrating the man. We got Lady Steele. We got Benay in the building. What's going on, ladies?
What's up?
Guess what, ladies?
What?
I got more tickets. For the comedy club. So pretty much I already know what that means. Pre-game trivia one more time. I'm gonna give y'all a hand. Of course, I already know pre-game admins are not eligible, and I'm gonna throw an extra rule. As soon as I throw the question out there, y'all understand why. Members of TGO are ineligible as well. All 1,500 of y'all niggas, y'all cannot enter the contest.
All of them.
Everyone, you know, y'all can see me on Twitter, Facebook, TGO. And one person asked me recently, what's TGO stand for? You give shots to TGO, what's TGO stand for? So, I know, I believe Ed knows.
Of course I know.
Maybe Lady Steel knows.
Yeah.
Answer this question.
I specifically asked them that on Ladies Night.
So, it's So if you pay attention to ladies' night two weeks ago, y'all definitely know. But y'all can call up tonight, 347-857-4302. Drop me a line on the show's Twitter, at Pregame Radio, hashtag pal, whatever you want to call it, trivia answer, all right? What does TGO stand for? Call us up. Let us know. First answer correct gets tickets for two to the Laugh Lounge in Manhattan, so it's all well and good. But, Matt, Ed, what Biggie track would you like me to play today? I'm a guy up front. I don't have them all, but I got some.
Wow. Sky's the limit, son.
Ooh, that's one of the ones that's not on the list of that I got.
Oh, you kidding me?
Only because on my computer the file's corrupt. I didn't want to do it and mess up my switchboard.
Damn, you're just revealing your
phone. I'm not going to lie. Everybody knows I keep 100 with the people. Now I'm saying, but I will do this.
Who Brooklyn style, baby? Brooklyn style.
Play Monopoly with real cash. Me and Biggie and the models be shaking ace to Diddy ass and Parada B. Something you cats got to see and the watches be. All types of shapes and stones. Being broke is childish and I'm quite grown. Run up in the club with the ice on. Me and Pice on. Scope to spot out, see something nice and I'm gone. You cats is home screaming the fight zone. I'm in the 1500 seats watching Tyson. Same night, same fight, but one of us cats ain't playing right. I let you tell it. People place yourselves in the shoes of two felons and tell me you won't fall every chance you get. At any chance you hit, we live for the moment. Makes sense, don't it? Now make dollars, cats pop bottles, bone chicks that favor our dollars and rack up frequent flight mileage.
Magnums, why jigging back something? Watch platinum, got jet lag from flights back and forth, pop corks are the best grapes, make the best CDs and the best tapes. Don't forget the vinyl, take girls, break spinals. Biggie B, Richie like Lionel. Shit, you seen the Jesus, dip the H classes, ice project off light, chick flashes, blinding broke asses. Even got rocks in the beard, mustaches, rock top fashion. Ain't shit changed, except the number after the dot on the range. Way niggas look at me now, kinda strange. I hate y'all too, rather be in Caribbean sands with Rachel. It's unreal, out the blue, Frank White got sex appeal. Bitches used to go ill, still so still. Trying to see 5 mil off the single, for real. You ain't phasing the amazing, while your gun's raising, mine is blazing. See you on, see me on, talking sweetness. Take it for weakness and leave quick. Rock up. Bad boy collabo, two MCs with Mad Dojo.
Stay full, nigga, skip the ball, cause we mad at doors. Snatch the P89s that we pack in the drawers, and we clap the doors of your Acuras. Snap like cameras on amateurs. Make you all dance, hold a hammer to yours. Jigging big rock ice, no cracks and flaws. Everybody got a part to play, back to yours. Run up in your crib now, crack your doors. Watch the real players live, it's a habit to floss. Play the charts like the Beatles, y'all adapted lost. And toast Chris Dale on behalf of y'all. Too bad for y'all, ain't too many as bad as yours. Truly do we laugh at y'all, little bastard y'all.
We hit.
hit makers with acres, roll shakers in Vegas. You can't break us, lost chips on Lakers, gassed off Shaq, country house, tennis courts and horseback. Riding, deciding, crack, crab, or lobster. Who say monsters don't prosper? Niggas is actors, niggas deserve Oscars. Me, I'm critically acclaimed, slug past your brain. Reminisce on dames who Coochie used to sing when we rock house pieces and puffy Gucci links. Now we buy homes in unfamiliar places. Tito smile every time we see our faces. Cases catch more than outfield doors. Half these rapping cats ain't seen war, couldn't score if they had point games. They lame, speak my name, I make them dash like Dame.
You can never go wrong with I Love the Dough. You can never go wrong with that track there. Yeah, we live, we back. Back Green Game Radio. Y'all already know what it is.
Yeah. Motherfuckers better know. Lock your windows, close your doors, get you small, My man Imp left a tech and a nine at my crib. Turned himself in, he had to do a bid. A 1-3, he be home the end of 93. I'm ready to get this paper, G. You with me? Motherfucking right. My pockets looking kind of tight. And I'm stressed. Yo, Biggie, let me get the vest. No need for that. Just grab the fucking gas. The first pocket that's fat, the tech is to his back. Word is born, I'ma smoke him. Yo, don't fake no move.
What?
Treat it like boxing. Stick and move. Stick and
nigga,
move.
Nigga, you ain't got to explain shit. I've been robbing motherfuckers since the slave ship. With the same clip and the same 4-5, 2-point blank, a motherfucker sure to die. That's my word. Nigga even try to vote guard. Have his mother sing it, it's so hard.
Yes, love. Love your fucking attitude. Because a nigga play pussy, that's a nigga that's getting screwed and bruised up. From the pistol whipping, West on the neck from the necklace stripping. Then I'm dipping up the block and I'm robbing bitches too. Up the herringbones and bamboos. I wouldn't give a fuck if you're in error. Give me the baby ring and the number one mom pendant. I'm slamming niggas like Shaquille. Shit is real. When it's time to eat a meal, I rob and steal. Cause Mom Duke ain't giving me shit. So for the bread and butter, I leave niggas in the gutter. Where's the mother? I'm dangerous. Crazier than a bag of fucking angel dust. When I bust my gap, motherfuckers take dirt naps. I'm all that and a dime sack. Where the paper at? Stick up, and I'm shooting niggas quick if you hiccup. Don't let me throw my clip up in your back and headpiece. The opposite of peace, sending Mom Duke a wreath. You're talking to the robbery expert. Step into your wake with your blood or my shirt. Don't be a jerk and get smoked over being resistant. Cause when I lick shots, the shit's is persistent. Goodness gracious, the papers. Where the cash at? Where the stash at? Nigga, pass that before you get your grave dug from the main thug. 357 slug, and my nigga Biggie got an itchy one grip. One in the chamber, 32 in the clip. Motherfuckers better strip.
Yeah, nigga, peel.
Before you find out how Blue Steel feel.
From the Beretta, putting all the holes in your sweater. The money getter, motherfuckers know the better. Rolex watches and colorful swatches. I'm digging in pockets, motherfuckers can't stop it.
Man, niggas come through, I'm taking high school rings too. Bitches get screwed for the earrings and bangles. And when I rock her and drop her, I'm taking her door knockers. And if she's resistant, baka, baka, baka.
So go get your man, bitch, he could get robbed too.
Tell him Biggie took it, what the fuck he gonna do?
I hope apologetic, or I'ma have to set it. And if
won't forget it.
But he's sticking to you. He's taking all your money.
Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
How about that?
Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
How about that?
Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
How about that?
Give me the loot. Give me the loot. Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
How about that?
Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
How about that?
Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
How about that?
Give me the loot. Give me the loot. Listen, all this walking is hurting my feet. Who money looks sweet?
Where?
In the Isuzu G.
Man, I throw him in the fiend. You grab the fucking cream. And if he start to scream, bomb, bomb, have a nice dream. Hold up, he got a fucking bitch in the car. Fur coats and diamonds. She thinks she a superstar.
Ooh, Biggie, let me jack her. I kick her in the back, hit her with the gat.
So chill, shorty, let me do that. Just get the fucking car keys and cruise up the block. The bitch act shot, getting shot on the spot.
Oh, shit, the cop.
Be cool, fool. They ain't gonna roll up. All they want is fucking dope.
So why the fuck he keep looking?
I guess to get his life cooking. I just came home, ain't trying to see Central Booking. Oh shit, now he looking in my face. You better haul ass, cause I ain't with no fucking chase. So lace up your boots, cause I'm about to shoot a true motherfucker going out for the loot.
Yeah, what's up? What's up? It's your boy Cashmere, and you are now chilling out on pregame radio with your boy Brooklyn Black. TCA stand up, Cash Administration. What's happening? Brooklyn all day. I'm from Brooklyn. He from Brooklyn. So you know how we do. We grandma people. Nah, y'all check it out, man. You on pregame radio, man. Y'all check out good music, good hosts, good people, lovely environment. So here you go, pregame radio. Yo, Black, throw one of my joints on, man, and let them know pregame. We pregame ready. Uno.
Yeah, you already know. Brooklyn Black, pregame radio.
B-I-G. Yo, you read my mind, son.
What was that?
You read my mind, son, when you threw on that. Give me the loot, son, because I was thinking that. I was like, yeah, I hope he hit me up on the side.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I can let
yeah,
him
know.
Throw that up there.
And, you know, I had to throw some stuff out there. But, Lady Steel Ebb, let's get into a couple of these calls because we got people with their hands up. We want to get on air.
Yeah, that shit got some hype. That shit got niggas hype.
Oh, yeah, Brooklyn was
yeah,
hype
know,
today all day.
Yo, Lady Steel was posting a Biggie bar like every hour on the hour.
That's what's up. Gotta represent.
You know, gotta represent. So, ladies, I don't care who jumps in first. What was it about Biggie that, to you, that made him the legend that he is now?
This is me?
Whoever wants to jump in first.
Well, for one, when Biggie was, like, jumped in.
For the young hope, you are live on the air, too.
Oh, what's up, what's up?
What's up, son?
Go ahead, lady, too.
Oh, when Biggie was, like, jumped in, when he was actually still here, I was on lockdown, and I really wasn't even allowed to listen to that type of music. But I would sneak for the most part, and like I stayed up to date via, you know, friends in school or whatever. And later on, like as I got older, I just started listening. Was it like the Life After Death CD? And I don't know why, but it seems like no matter where you go, everyone that owns that CD never has both discs. There's always one disc missing. And it's someone always either thieves it or something, but nobody ever has both of those discs intact. But just as I got older and, like, listening, I don't know, and knowing that he was from Brooklyn, and he's hype.
He's hype. Ed, what about you? What was it that made you such a fan of Biggie?
Well, I liked him when he did Party and Bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And you know how we always show, you know, we always show Brooklyn cats mad love. We show everybody love, but, you know, when you're from Brooklyn, when you're from the hometown, it just, you know, you get, it's a little something extra special. So we liked him back then. We liked his first joint, Ready to Die, and, of course, Life After Death. And it was a shock, really, when he passed, it just, like, came out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? It was like, one night you watching him at the I forgot the place where they were at, where they were having that party, that after party after the social awards and shit like that. Yeah, okay, whoever awards. And they had at the show, and you know they were showing clips of him that night. Different people saying, "Yeah, you see Big out here and Puff and blah blah." And then you know I go to bed, wake up the next day, and I'm hearing that this nigga, you know, was dead. That was like, that shit was crazy. But he was good from the jump. He was good from the rip. He had a fan in me from the very beginning.
All right, Young Ho, what was it? What was it for you, man?
Yo, what up?
Yo, what's good? So what was it about Big that did it for you, man? What song was it? What track was it? What did you hear? Did you hear freestyle on the radio? What did you hear?
It was a couple of things. I got put on the Big around 94, 95. But just like Lady Steele said, you know, growing up as a kid, I wasn't really allowed to listen to rap music or anything like that. So I think the first thing that did it for me was Juicy and a couple freestyles, but definitely Juicy. And that's when I just started breaking all the rules and doing me, and I got put on the rap music. Big's the one that did it for me.
Yeah, Juicy
wow, so if you didn't get Big, you wouldn't have been the badass that you are now?
Probably. Well, you know what? After Big came DMX, so I don't think DMX is any better, but yeah, chances are I probably wouldn't take rap as seriously as I do now.
All right,
you know,
it's crazy.
Yo, it's crazy for me. Hold on, Black, for a second. It's crazy for me when I hear people say that they grew up and they weren't really allowed to listen to rap because the first rap record I heard, my mom's played it.
y'all don't know my mom.
That
shit wouldn't happen.
That, you know, so that's like mind-boggling to me because if it's one thing that can be shared amongst generations, it is music, you know, so I don't know.
Well, yeah, I agree with you on that one. That's the way it should be, but, you know, I wasn't raised by my mom's. I was raised by my older aunt, and she doesn't, to this day, she still doesn't believe she's Black. She's kind of a hybrid baby. She's Japanese and Black, mostly Black. But she doesn't believe that she's Black, and she didn't want her kids being raised, you know, in that urban lifestyle.
What?
So she tried her best to keep us away from that. And, you know, at that age, you know, I was like 12 years old. Of course I was going to try to follow everything that's out there and do everything that's out there. So, you know, at that time, I got to say, music wasn't what it is now, although it's a lot worse now. Back then, there was a lot of, you know, derogatory terms being thrown around in the lyrics back then. She ain't like that, so... If it wasn't Schoolhouse Rock, I wasn't rocking out with it.
We're going to get into another Big joint because it's all about him tonight. But also, I got a couple tribute joints that I'm going to throw at you guys. I got a world premiere from Sagittarius Black coming through later on. And I got something from our good friends at TGO from Frito. So keep it locked. Call us up 347-857-4302. We're celebrating Big and all that. We're having a party. We're chilling. So, matter of fact, only because Ed mentioned it, I'm doing this.
I was a terror since the public school era. Bathroom passes, cutting classes, sweeping asses. Smoking blunts was a daily routine since 13. A chubby nigga on the scene. I used to have the Trey Juice and the Deuce Deuce in my bubble goose. Now I got the Mac in my knapsack, lounging black. Smoking sacks up in Axon sidekicks with my sidekicks, rocking fly kicks. Honeys wanna chat, but all we wanna know is where the party at. And can I bring my cat? If not, I hope I don't get shot. Better throw my vest on my chest, cause niggas is a mess. It don't take nothing but front for me to start something. Bugging and bucking at niggas like I was duck hunting. Coming out just me and my crew, cause all we wanna do is... My feet, sure do, 222s in my shoes. Holla if you need me, love, I'm in the house. Roman strokes, see what the honeys is about. Moet popping, ho popping, ain't no stopping. Big Papa, I'm a bad boy. Niggas wanna front, who got your back?
Biggie.
Niggas wanna flex, who got the gas?
Biggie.
It ain't hard to tell, I'm the East Coast overdoser. Nigga, you scared, you're supposed to. Nigga, I toast you. Put fear in your heart. Fuck up the party before it even starts. friends. Bitches in the back looking righteous. In the tight dress, I think I might just hit her with a little Biggie 101. How to tote a gun and have fun with Jamaican rum conversation. Blunts in rotation, my man Big Shot got the Glock in his waist and we're smoking. Drinking, got the hooker thinking. If money smell bad, then this nigga big is stinking. Is it my charm? I got the hookers eating out my palm. She grabbed my arm and said, let's leave calm. I'm hitting skins again. Rolled up another blunt, bought a Heineken. Niggas thought the low down. A kid got choked out, blows with stone, and a fucking fight broke out. Yo, chill, man, chill. Can't we just all get along? Put stickies on a chest like little Sean. Get a pissy drunk off a dumb carry on. And it's on, and I'm gone. That's that.
Hey, 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 y'all know what? Y'all know what? Here's what I'm going to do. Before we get back into the our little Biggie playlist here, you know, because so far, so it's been going good, but I want to get a tribute joint out there. So for those listening via PC, turn your speakers up. If you listen on the phone, put the phone on speaker, because we're about to blast off with this, all right? Brand new Sagittarius Black Moment of Victory. I like the joint, the whole mashup, everything is tight, it's crazy. We got to get the homie back on the show. Chaz, I see you on the check-in, but since I have my normal panel lady still, Ev, and we got Young Hope, we're going to throw that song, How We Say, into the arena and see how everyone feels. But like I said, I love it, so it's a thumbs up for me, but of course, it doesn't just rest on me. So we're going to get into it right about now.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. One, two.
Brooklyn Collective.
Yeah.
Check
me out right here, yo.
In a commission, you ask for permission to hit him. He don't like me, hit him while wifey was with him. You heard of us, the murderous, most shady. Been on the low lately, the feds hate me. The son of they say my killing's too blatant. You hesitating, I'm in your mama crib waiting. Duct taping, your fam, destiny lays in my hands. Gat lays in my waist. Francis, M to the is H phenomenal. Gun rest under your vest by the abdominal. Rhyme a few bars so I can buy a few cars. Then I kick a few flows so I can pimp a few holes. Excellence is my presence. Never tense, never hesitant. Even bent, real quick, real sick. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back gun. Ridiculous, and quick to lust. If my ends you touch, kids or girl you touch. In this world I clutch. Two auto, not toes. Used to call me Fatso. Now you call me Castro, my rap flows, militant, y'all fat and killing. Oops, Cristal keeps spilling. You overdid it, home. You in the danger zone. You shouldn't be alone. Hold hands and say it like me, the most shady. Frankie baby, fantastic, graphic, trying to make dough like Jurassic. Park did, quick to spark kids who start sh- see me, only me, the underboss of this holocaust, truly yours, Frank White.
I'm a real live hit from front to back. Look at people in the world, where the hell you at? Where my soldiers is at? Where my guards is at? Where the hell are women at? Where my people is at? We got the real live hit from front to back. Look at people in the world, where the hell you at? Where my soldiers is at? Where my guards is at? Where the hell are women at? Where my people is at?
This is the big moment, the little kid from the star. Do or die, do or live, homie. Just finished up a shift, homie. Lens hit me up like Sad. You know you got a spaz. Biggie, Nicki Minaj, get that young money.
Keep
the city 4 seconds. Yo, hey, Lens, I see you. I set presidents. I legalize bars of Kush. Hey, Nicki, damn, I love that Barbara Bush. I'm so silly. Ready for my close up, Miss Walton, 2020. Vision about as clear as the waters that I walk on. Takes me back to them recorders I used to talk on. Fast forward to these beats I draw chalk on. I'm so far gone. Like a wire on fire, got my spark on. Kanye said, turn off the lights. I turn the dark on, eyes illuminate the night like I'm parking. I got drive, no GPS or car can conquer.
P.S. These haters find my lifespan bonkers. Try to leave me ghost like the rapper out of Yonkers. But Blends already told you I'm a motherfucking monster.
We got the shit mask tight, brass knuckles and flashlights. The heaters in the two seaters with two meters. Senoritas, kiss rings when you meet us. D. Diddy run the city, show no pity. I'm the witty one, Frank the crook from the brook. Maddie broke the neck of your coat connect. No respect, squeeze off to all y'all diminish. Shoot out for 20 minutes until we finish. Then it's to the loot, escape in the coupe, break bread with the kiss. Panero, chic loots, Black Rob, join the mob. It ain't no replacing him, niggas step up. We just macing them, placing them in funerals. Criminals turn the vows to Brick City. Nobody come off like P. Diddy. Business wise, I play men. Hide money on the island, Cayman. Y'all just betray men, we spray men. Opposition, competition of the day in the life of the commission.
Brooklyn Collective.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Yeah, we live, Robin, direct back once again. That was Sagittarius Black, a moment of victory. I love the mashup, how he got that moment for life beat, and then he threw the Biggs verse in there, and he threw his own verse in there. Like I said, me, thumbs up, but like I said, it never really just rests on me. Let me see. Lady
Steele,
how did you feel on that track?
I was pleasantly surprised because I was kind of sketchy about listening to anybody else's stuff on the show that we're dedicating to Biggie. But I was rocking out with it. I bounced out to it. I was good.
Okay. So you bounced to it. You know, I figured, like I said, because I believe he just like recorded it and. I figured it would be a cool pitch, you know, to welcome me, you know.
For your sake that it wasn't going to be true. Well, for his sake, too, but.
Did you like it? So you liked it, yes.
Yeah. All right. It would have been a pity if nobody did it, but okay.
All right. Ab, what did you think?
I give the thumbs up.
Oh, shit. Young Hope, are you still boo-loving or you got time to give us your honest opinion?
Nah, I'm back. Yo, that was all right. To be honest, man, just like Lady Steele said, you know, I was kinda mad when I heard you playing someone else's music on Biggie's tribute night, but it came out to be all right.
All right, so live and direct in the building, we got Sagittarius Black himself waiting to get him in here. My switchboard, you know. Sag, what's good, man? Yo, Sag. All right, you're not here, but straight up, we got Leak in the building. Leak, TJ, what's poppin', man?
Yo, what's good, Black?
What's going down, Leak?
How you doing?
Ain't shit, I'm chilling.
What's up?
What's good?
So, like, you already know what we're doing. We're doing a tribute to Big. We got Lady Steele, we got Ab, we got Young Hope in the building. What did you think on that track, if you heard any of it?
Oh, I heard it. When I first was listening to it, I was kind of skeptical because, like, that verse is a hard verse, and you're mixing that with a slow beat. So it kind of threw me off at first, but as it started to play out, it was good money.
Good money, all right, that's what's up. Leak, you know that I think the new trivia contest around you and the whole TGO crew, and like I said earlier in the show, all 1,500 y'all are ineligible from this contest.
1,500. You a funny joke. I heard what you said, though. I was tuning in since 9, like I told you.
So you already know, like I said, first listener to hit me on Twitter or to call the show Friday, Saturday night to get it right. It's a mission for two to the Laugh Lounge in Manhattan.
Hold up. You giving them till Friday or Saturday night?
I'm not gonna end it tonight because a lot of listeners, even though I've been promoting on Facebook and Twitter like crazy today, they're not used to the fact of pregame radio having this special show on Wednesday night. So I'm also gonna reintroduce this if I don't have an answer by the end of this show.
Not like a, You do.
That's just crazy. You're giving people too much time to go to go find out.
When you get like the submissions, because I know you're gonna get some crazy ones that are like so far off. I just want to hear like the top three.
All right, so so I'll bring in the top three. So for those who want to answer via Twitter, just hit up the show page. That's pregame_radio, #trivia, answer, and tell me what you think PGO stands for. All right, but Malik, what was it that made you a fan of Biggie? What did you do? What's the first thing you heard?
Well, the first, like I was saying, for is with Juicy and all that, like, He was far advanced, and he kind of bought New York. He had New York on his back because around that time, only N.W.A. like was basically breaking down. Like New York wasn't really in power like that. Biggie, Nas, and Wu-Tang kind of bought New York back on the map, but Big was holding it down. Like he was advanced. He had some shit. So, in my honest opinion, you know, this is controversial, but he's better than Tupac. I don't care what nobody says. Like, it is what it is.
We just all celebrate Biggie. We don't want to bring that into here tonight.
I'm saying, well, that's what I do.
We don't want to, you know, we'll do the comparison thing another show.
Oh, okay.
But tonight,
I think I agree
on Twitter. Oh, my God.
As much as
I
love
that, right?
I agree with that.
No, but they disagree because they try to curve it. You feel me? I peep that.
I don't know why, but
I disagree.
Lyrically, nah. Biggie was
Tim, that's a completely different show. Going to take away from what we're doing right now.
I just said we're going to move this to another show. I said right now we're celebrating Big, and when September 13th comes, we're going to celebrate Pop 2 and not bring who was better on that show either.
Okay, well, I apologize. So we got to find an in-between point.
If you were anywhere near today, you would have seen there were two people that were just getting, like, they were dying Twitter deaths. Those were the people doing the Tupac Biggie comparisons and the ones saying happy birthday to Biggie, they were dying all over the net today.
Pound, if you thought today was Biggie's birthday, Pound, you need your
You need your ass.
Yeah. But even though, I'm saying,
like,
come on.
How you gonna?
I don't know. Nah, Biggie's nice. Like I just said, the greatest. And he kind of gave swag to, like, you know, just far as people that's kind of unattractive. Like, he gave people a lot of confidence.
He did. He did.
His persona, his aura. Not also ugly, probably big, like you know, weighed a lot.
He made it for the big black dudes, he made his pop it again.
Yeah,
there's nothing aesthetically pleasing about Biggie, but there's not many people that wasn't going to give him the ass.
I'm saying, well, you can't... Maybe before he got signed, but then after that, it's like, you know, more money.
Even before he got signed, though, they were like he was pretty much known. Like, I guess he just always had that about him. Not too many people have that. What they try to, you know, call today, what they try to sell as swag, is what he actually had. And not too many people have it. And to where you are rocking with a person, you see them beyond the, like, they affect you so much that you, the physical is, like, absent, and he was able to capture, like, a group of people, and he has it pretty much set up to, like, right now, 14 years later, when we're celebrating him, every Brooklynite in the world, no matter if they may have relocated, if they're serving in Iraq, today, wherever they are, it could be one Negro in that town or one person from Brooklyn in that town. They will make sure that that whole city or town is educated about today.
Definitely.
Yes, they will know about Brooklyn, most definitely.
Well, in the next
Hot
97.
Lisa, I'm going to give you the shot. Let's hear a big request. If I got it, I'm playing it.
Can I hear Victory,
like I said,
the original Black, if you got that? The original Victory?
The original Victory. You know what? I can do that.
It's
that
whenever. You can throw the rotation whenever. I'm going to tune in to, you know, so you ain't got to spin it right now, but I would just like to hear the original.
All right, so Lady Steel, you got one?
Yes. I'm torn, though, because these are my two favorite songs. But
Watch the main one I don't have right now. Go ahead.
Whatever. No, One More Chance, obviously, I love it. That along with the video to me is like undisputed. There's not going to be any video to ever top that. You're not going to get that many cameos again in life. And I'm Fucking You Tonight. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do this.
The game talks shit. Like, there's so much. It's hard to choose.
First things first, I pop up, freaks all the honey, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, those the ones I like cause they don't get Nathan but penetration, unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever, however, I say Gucci down to the socks, rings and watch filled with rock, and my jam knocking to Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me, Navajo creep me and they pee-pee, as I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it, if you think you're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns, get it? Now tell your friends, Papa, hit it, then split it in two, as I flow with the junior mafia, I don't know what the hell's stopping ya, I'm clocking ya, Versace shade watching ya, once you grin, I'm in game begin, first I talk about how I dress, is this in diamond necklaces, stretch Lexus, is the sex, just immaculate, from the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make, call him, tell him you'll be home real late, and sing the break, I got that good love, girl, you didn't know,
all I need is
love,
just
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know, that song on how it's so long, thought he worked his until I handled my biz, there I is, major pain like Damon Wayne, low down dirty even, like his brother Keenan, Keenan, don't leave your girl around me, true player for real, act tough that D, you ringing bells with bags from Chanel, baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL, fully equipped CD changer with the cell, CD me at 12, where you at, flipping job, playing car notes, while I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke, right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo?
I got that good love, girl. You didn't know. I got that good love, girl. You didn't know.
We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls, the envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristband with diamonds in it, the finest women I love with the passion, your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good thrashing, high fashion, flying in the all state, sexing me while your man masturbates, isn't this great, your flight leaves at 8, a flight lands at 9, my game just rewind. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
One, two, check me out right here, yo.
Yo, the sun don't shine forever, but as long as it's here, then we might as well shine together. Better now than never. Business before pleasure. P. Diddy and the fam, who you know do it better. Yeah, right, no matter what, be airtight. So when you hear something, make sure you hear it right. Don't make an ass out of yourself by assuming our music keeps you moving. What are you proving? You know that I'm two levels above you, baby. Hug me, baby, I'ma make you love me, baby. Talking crazy ain't gonna get you nothing but choke. And that jealousy is only gonna leave you broke. So the only thing left now is God for these cats. And because you know you're too hard for these cats, I'ma win cause I'm too smart for these cats. While they making up facts,
in the commission, you ask for permission to hit him. He don't like me, him and Wild White, he was with him. You heard of us, the murderer, most shady. Been on the low lately, the feds hate me. The son of they say my killing's too blatant. You hesitate me, I'm in your mama crib waiting. Duct taping, your fam, destiny lays in my hands. Cat lays in my way. Francis, M to the Isaac phenomenal. Gun rest under your vest, body abdominal. So I can buy a few cars, then I pick a few flows, so I can flip a few holes. Excellence is my present. Never tense, never hesitate. Leave a nigga pick real quick, real sick. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, bad gun, ridiculous. And I'm quick to bust if my ends you touch. Kiss a girl you touch, in this world I clutch. Q-Auto, Matt Holes. Call me Fatso, now you call me Castro. My rap flow, militant. Y'all faggots ain't killing shit. Oops, Cristal keeps spilling shit. You overdid it, home. You in the danger zone. You shouldn't be alone. Hold hands and say it like me. The most shady, Frankie baby. Fantastic, graphic. Trying to make dough like Jurassic. Park it, pick the spark kids who start shit. See me, only me. The underboss of this holocaust. Truly yours, right, right, right.
Break it down, set it up, get your laugh on. See you later, dog, I'ma get my stash on. There's a bag full of money that I get my ass on. I never lose the passion to go platinum. Said I live it up to all the cash on. Ain't that funny? Only use plastic, plastic to make plastic. Hotter than acid, TV, blowing on your paper TV. The billboard killer, no scene killer. The famo, ammo, and every channel. We've been hot for a long time, burning like a candle. What you can do is check your list of Houston. My phone bumping Houston like Starbucks to Houston. You ain't got it like me, you just mad cause I tell her how it is and you tell her how it might be.
We got this shit mapped tight, brass knuckles and flashlights. The heaters in the 2 seaters with 2 meters. Senoritas, kiss rings when you meet us. P. Diddy run the city, show no pity. I'm the witty one, Frank the crook from the brook. Maddie broke the neck of your coconut. No respect, squeeze off to all y'all diminished. Shoot out for 20 minutes until we finish. Then it's to the loop, escape in the coupe, break bread with the kiss. Panero, chic loose, Black Rob join the mob. It ain't no replacing him, niggas step up. We just macing them, placing them in funerals. Criminals turn the vows to Brick City. Nobody come off like P. Diddy. Business wise, I play men. Hide money on the island, Cayman. Y'all just betray men, we spray men. Opposition, competition of a day in the life of the commission.
We got the real life.
Following One More Chance, two great big joints, even though
And Ricky was actually featured on Diddy's first album, No Way Out. But everyone who knows that Big pretty much did it. But I'm going to get into one more before we come back, all right? One more.
The loudest one, representing BK to the fullest. Gats are bullet, bastards ducking when Big be bucking. Chicken heads be clucking in my bathroom, fucking. It ain't nothing. They know Big be handling with the Mac in the act or paneling. Bandaging MCs, oxygen, they can't breathe. Mad tricks up the sleeve. Wear boxes so my dick can breathe. Breeze through in the Q45 by my side. Lyrical high, and those that brushes my clutches get put on crutches. Get smoked like touches from the master. Hate to blast ya, but I have to. You see, I smoke a lot. Your life is played out like Farm A and the fucking polka dots. Who rocks the spot? Biggie, you know how the weed go. Unbelievable.
That's still hands down one of my favorite Biggie tracks. Hands down one of my favorite ones. Lady Still, Ebony in the building. We got Luis Rep and TGO. And at the top of the hour, we have the artist from the first world premiere of the night. Sagittarius Black is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. He's been running around. Of course, he wasn't here when we actually premiered the joint. But the show wasn't good. He's here now. Sag, what's good, man?
I'm chilling, man. I'm actually right off of Flatbush Avenue getting some gas. You know what I mean?
Flatbush?
R.I.P. Big
shout
man.
Shout out to Flatbush.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Flatbush. Shout out to Brooklyn, yeah.
You know, yeah, you know what it is. Great skill. We played Sagittarius Black Show a little while back. Could you just reiterate your thoughts on the song? Yeah, somebody got the crazy wind feedback.
I know, right?
Sorry, I'm sorry. Great skill. Can you let Sagittarius Black know what you thought on his track? Because he actually missed out when he first gave your opinion. Okay, that's not. Hey, could you let Seth show us how you felt on the joint?
Yeah, I gave it a thumbs up.
All right. So she liked it. Pretty much the track was Lady Still. Yes, you ready?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. Can you please reiterate to Sag Black how you felt on the track?
Oh, I liked it. I did. I enjoyed it. I was really, like, timid about hearing it because I didn't want us to have to do, like, a roast on this night, but it was cool. It was good.
All right. So, Sash, for those who know, Sash Terry Black has been on the show before, back on, like, season one. He's actually one of the first group of artists that was on pregame radio. So, of course, he's going to come back, and we're going to get some new stuff out from him. So, for Sash, part of the show, because I know you got a whole lot of running around and doing everything like that, put your Twitter out there, Facebook, your SoundCloud, wherever people can hear your music at. Let them know where they can hear from you.
Yeah, we're on BrooklynCollective.com, Brooklyn Collective, no E at the end. You can catch me on Twitter at SagBlack, SagBlack. You can also get us at BK Collective on Twitter as well. Facebook, you just Google Sagittarius Black. I'm on there, Brooklyn Collective, DJ H Blends, the whole squad. J-Sock, you know, shout out to everybody in Brooklyn Collective. Shout out to you, Free Game. I mean, definitely, that's where we are.
All right, while I forgot you, please let us know, what was it about Biggie that inspired you? What was your favorite Biggie track? Was it Victorious? Was that the reason why you made that mashup, or was it something else?
I'm you know, born and raised in Brooklyn. And I lived for 5 years on St. James Street, 205 St. James between Fulton and Gates. So I lived right across the street from Biggie. And my memories just as a child were, you know, sitting up on the stairs of the brownstones and watching his street concerts. You know, so I tried to channel that, you know, in that verse. But I always wanted to do a Biggie tribute, and I do, I have, you know, little sides to Big in all my songs and most of my music. But that was just something like Glenn told me. He said, listen, I got this crazy mix sent to me. And he was like, yo, I'm putting Biggie over Moment for Life. And I was like, what? And when he did it, well, as soon as I heard it, I was like, yo, I'm getting in the studio and I'm going to murder it. I'm going to do what I can. You know what I mean? And when Glenn gave me the thumbs up, I knew it was something. You know, I knew it was good. So.
Well, you definitely ended up with some hot show. I want to thank you for letting us world premiere that joint.
I appreciate it, man.
And we got to get you back on here with some more tracks, see if the pregame approved and all that good stuff. Everyone, please follow Sagittarius Black, SAG Black on Twitter. Look for him on Facebook, BK Collective without the E at the end. But Sag Black, please thank you for coming out. Come back again. We love to have you.
We'll do.
All right. So, now that we got some of that stuff out the way and everything, and we're still talking about Big. Now, to me, there was always a certain point. There was a point when he was at the peak, and it had to be the peak because not that it slowed down, because his flow, his music never declined, but as far as the pressure, you know, of now he's the hottest thing on the East Coast, and the media and society put him out to be the man for East Coast rap versus, you know, Pac for West Coast rap. But like I said, we're not really talking about Pac right now, but Big, all that pressure, do you think that may have been, well, of course it was because he was human, so any amount of extra pressure, of course, is real strenuous and everything like that. But me personally, I think
he handled the shit better than any artist, celebrity, entertainer out right now. Because a lot of artists, they get that pressure, and then you see them cracking and breaking. Like, you know, Britney Spears, she's at the top of her game for a minute. And then she got this pressure being the hottest pop star in the world, and then next you know, Kevin Federline, and then everything's downhill from there. But that's just me. Lady Still, what do you think?
That's the thing, though. Britney was a part of the, you know, the old school industry as it was transitioning out, and the industry is a different, like, ballgame now. The pressures are intensified by the fact that, you know, back then, as a celebrity, you were able to hold a certain mystique toward the public. You may have had your leaks every now and then, but there was a cap on, you know, how much information the public was fed versus now there's too many different outlets and ways for you, like, that mystique is gone. The celebrity is just a celebrity and word, not necessarily because they're doing something. I could be a celebrity, you could be a celebrity. That mystique is gone. So now the pressure is to try to put yourself like that as well. Like, I'm sure, I know he was under a lot of pressure, and I think at least for him, during that time, the majority of his frustrations probably would have just came from the industry in regards to the whole spin on his friendship and, you know, trying to deal with that mess. But I think it's a different pressure involved now.
And like I said, me personally, and him being at that time, because, of course, we can't put how the industry was then and how it is now, but how the industry was back in 95, 96, you know, 97, it was still kind of crazy. Like, when we were just entering the internet generation, we were just entering that phase of technology and everything like that. But like I said, even after Pac's passing and things like that, Big, he had that swagger that a lot of artists are trying to have now. He had that naturally. So he handled that pressure, or he made it appear that he handled that pressure with grace. And a lot of artists should go back to some of his old interviews and some of his old tapes and see how he really presented himself, how he carried himself. Yeah, he had real grace with the law accidents and the stuff with Lil Kim and Charlie Baltimore Faith and all that good stuff. But when that stuff hit the fan, you didn't see or hear about him really having that breakdown, because he handled all that with dignity. You know, if he was real man about shit, he cried in private, or he made sure there was no way, there was no one around to put all that shit out. You know?
But that's the difference between now and then. Like, they could study, you know, his stuff as much as they want. When you watch a Biggie interview, that was him. He wasn't portraying anything but him. It was real, like, complete. He wasn't selling anything but who he was. Everything now is something that is created or put together, and that's how the music is coming across versus his music. We loved it. It was, you know, they used derogatory terms then, and they do now. It's just the shit they were talking about then was a lot more real than what it is now, and that's what hip-hop is missing, that realism. It's just become this, like, fucked up, out-of-control machine that people are milking and making money off of it, but nobody is, like, actually doing music.
Have you, folks?
You guys basically summed it up. You didn't really, you know, he didn't address his problems like that. His thing was, all right, yeah, shit went down. I'm going to do this song about it. All right, I'm going to say some real quick shit, and now it's over. You know, and that would be the end of it. You didn't hear about him getting, you know, no pictures of him drunk and fucked up or throwing up somewhere, or, you know, you didn't see shit like that. He was more of an entertainer. He had a big audience, but he was still, you know, you could still run into him at the A-Rap spot at 3 in the morning, you know, so he still was a down-to-earth dude.
All right. So here's what I'm about to do now. We're into the second pregame premiere for the night. We're still up at TGO. He did his own spin on Victory as well. So we're going to get into another Biggie joint, come right back in and have some AM and stuff before we get up out of here. Big shout out to the ladies at MFI Radio, Miss News, Miss Brooklyn. They're also broadcasting right now. So definitely, once we get out of here, I'm definitely going to go over there. So y'all already know what it is. But here we go. Free throw, Victory. Here we doing it. We're doing it right now. Pre-game radio. TGO members, put it out on Twitter. I'm blasting your homeboy right now. And that's what it is. We'll be right back on pre-game radio.
One, two. Check me out right here, yo.
Hey yo, I rep TGO forever. We 19, we a movement, so we all get dough together. Rise the minks, the leathers, 100 stacks of better. It's young Freak though in the fam, who the fuck could do it better? Yeah, I'm nice, make sure the circle is there tight. TGO for life, so make sure you get it right. Don't make an ass out of yourself, talking some fly shit. I'm popping, why you think your girl is on my dick? You know that I'm 10 steps in front of them niggas. Fuck them niggas, I'm not impressed with none of them niggas. Talk is crazy, we all know you niggas is broke. And all the hating in your blood is just killing you slow. So the only thing left now is the mall for these cowards. I'ma win cause I'm too strong for these cowards. Money long flow is too strong for these cowards. They ain't making no sense or they ain't making no dollars. Y'all didn't know I'm that nice. And I got away with words, man. I probably was a pimp in my past life. I'm blessed with the flow. When you pray, ask right. How I'm catching speed and sick is living in a fast life. And I can fly like every day is my birthday. Make sure you get it right. Fuck a Harlem is my birthplace. Four sneakers. Nightmare for the reaper. $1 million man, I got the game in a sleeper. I used to think that I would never leave Harlem, but the beaches in Miami got a better breeze on them. I flew up from underground just like a landmine. Now I get approached by white bitches with 10 lines. They eat on my damn brown. When I first meet a bitch, I slap her. Why? I got that from a camera. They say I'm disrespectful, others say that I'm charming. The whip don't speak English, in other words, it's boring. From sundown to the morning, the grind never stops, dick. Numbers don't lie, so never mind the gossip. You heard of us, the great ones, the most flyers. Leak is the co-pilot, my niggas is the lobbyist. I'm eating good, these niggas pockets on a diet. Cause I work hard and grind harder, nigga, you should try it. You see me and only me, the underboss of this holocaust. Truly yours, James Wright.
We got the pure white crack from front to back. Where my pumpers on the block with a 50 pack. Where my pumpers is at, where my customers at. Where the fuck my pumpers at, where my customers at. We got the pure white crack from front to back. Where my niggas on the block with a 50 pack. Where my pumpers is at, where my customers at. Where the fuck my pumpers at, where my customers at. Niggas are me, and I should only love that which is me. I love to see niggas go through changes. I love to see niggas shoot the shit. But just one thing about niggas,
did it again to all my Brooklyn
niggas,
to all my uptown
niggas, understand,
to all my Bronx
niggas, to
all my Queens friends,
to away, to away.
Back up, so you know Biggie Smalls flips it quick and kicks it quick. You know how black niggas get. With the hood fatigues, with the boots with trees. Smoking weed, flipping keys, making crazy cheese. Hitting buck shots at niggas that open spots on the avenue. Take my loot and I'm bagging you. Flipping hoes that drive bobos and rodeos. Blast the roll, make them rip in the candy holes. Damn, a nigga style is an orthodox. Rip the clock when I walk down the crowded block. Just in case a nigga wanna act out, I just crack out. Blow they motherfucking back out. That's
a nigga. My nigga, I'm gonna act like you a nigga. Biggie, you nigga, 50, you nigga, squeeze the trigger, leave a nigga. Y'all need a real nigga. 50 to 80, I see my nigga. Don't try to act like you a real nigga. Biggie, you nigga, 50, you nigga, squeeze the trigger, leave a nigga.
We smoke splits, we pack 4/5. Just in case Dread wanna rip, he get a free trip to the cemetery. Tough berry, not your ordinary. We want to get buried. That's a real nigga for you. Get mad, do a quarter, flip the script, and rip your lawyer. Sit at the DA, to fuck what she say. She don't give a fuck about your ass anyway. Up northbound, first stop, Watertown, a bitch kill. Where the hands get the real ill. You'll be a super hoover, doodle say remover. Ha ha. Yo, cheap, that's the Buddha.
The realest nigga, 50 to 80, I see my nigga. I'm gonna act like you.
nigga, 50 you nigga, squeeze a nigga, leave a nigga.
When I was young, my M.O. was to go hand to hand. Even my P.O. she called me the gingerbread man. I kept a new case and tell her ass, catch me if you can. People fill you up with octane, I'm not playing. Get gassed up to get blasted up. B.I.G. style, watch the kid break it down. Thou shalt not fuck with North Sea Popper. 50 Cent, I break your punk ass off proper. There's no place like home, New York, New York. I run the city and I don't dance around like Diddy. Niggas are giddy till they smack chili or spray with the Mac Billy. They don't want drama really. Pussy niggas get hard to sing in my lyrics like Milli Vanilli. You know if they feel me? Ha! I'm on fire. Niggas out in Philly, they feel me, they bump my shit. They been bootlegger, you know. Bump my shit. Bitch!
Be a nigga.
Up, it's your boy Chase Baker, and every Friday night I'm locked in with Brooklyn Black and Tasha B on pregame radio. Feel me?
Yeah, you already know what it is. We back live, pregame radio. I know it goes long with Eminem's little verse, but I didn't really hear all that. Not tonight. Maybe some other night I may, you know, go through the archives and play this song again, but I'll do that another time. But free throws, victory, freestyle. Wow. Maybe still, what you think on that?
Oh, I'm good. I'm jamming. I'm in the zone. I wish I smoked
She's
weed.
She's jamming in the zone. See, that's what I like. We get people jamming. We get them in the zone and all that. But we got a caller. Last 4 digits, 1287. You're live on pregame radio. State your name, where you're calling from.
What's up, Dad? It's Pop TGO. I'm going to check in.
Yeah. Bob, it's Bob. It was good.
What's up, Dad, man? I'm chilling. Just calling up, you know, show y'all some support as we always do.
You know, we just played the
Quito joint. Yeah, I caught that. And I just played that Biggie and 50. That was a classic right there. That's when 50 was on his shit heavy on everything.
Yeah.
So I ain't hear that in a minute, so y'all took me back with that one right there.
Yeah, that's what we do here. You know, that's what we like to do. So, Pop, let me tell you. Let me ask you, as a matter of fact, so let me tell you. Let me ask you, what's your all-time Biggie joint, and what was it that made you a fan of Biggie? What was it that you heard? Was it Juicy like everyone else, or was it something
right,
different? What was it?
Me, personally, what I'm going to say, I might not like it, but this is my opinion. I always liked Tupac as an artist better, but hands down, lyrically, Biggie was better. I just liked Tupac's charisma, his swag, the way he was going at him. That's just my opinion. But my favorite song from Biggie, I would say sky's the limit, just for the simple fact, you know, when you listen to the lyrics, we all went through certain situations as far as males, you know, coming up. So I connected with that song personally. So that's my favorite Biggie song, and that's my opinion.
Great motivation, period.
Yes, most definitely.
Great.
It is. And you know what? Matter of fact, I'm feeling for it right now. So, shout out to Pop TGO. This song is for y'all. Sky's the limit. B.I.G. We miss you, homie. Pre-game radio. We'll be back in a minute. Go.
Baby, look at me. Mama love you. And I know you ain't no little boy no more, but you'll always be my baby. It seems like only yesterday I was holding you in my arms. Now look at you now, big man. But I worry about you. I worry about you all the time. Hanging out on the corner all times of night with the cool people. Baby, that ain't nothing but trouble. I always taught you that you could have whatever you dream. Well, I want you to hold on to that dream, baby. Hold on to it real tight. Because the sky's the limit.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed.
Woo!
I like this young man because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to clay.
All right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.C., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me. I like that. When I was young, I had some fair leads. Besides that, the pinstripes and the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. While niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt and alligators. You wanna see the inside? I'll see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake. Wow! Why you punching me in my face? Stay in your place. Play your position. Here come my intuition. Go in this nigga pocket. Rob him while his friends watching. That whole block. Here comes respect. This crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at their man eyes, big man, they never try. So we roll with them, stole with them. I mean loyalty, niggas bought me milks at lunch. The milks with chocolate, the cookies, butter crunch. Eight, I touch the blue and white stuff, that's what.
Just keep on I treat you
time to explain the game and see through. That is lethal. I ain't gonna lie, means to get you back. I ain't gonna try like this, y'all. My girl fucked another nigga dick, y'all. Like skin with the chrome down six, y'all. One day was creeping. Two trips to VA every third weekend. While you were sleeping, hit you on the box. 69 cold nonstop. Should've left you then, but my heart said not. You knew too much. The relationship grew too much. You knew about the crack down, means to be crowned. Boy, I hit go under the bathroom towel. Waited for a while, thought you would do the right thing. Then things got frightening. Beat the scene. Sort of like Sam Rothstein. Guess you ginger, huh? Go figure. Never thought you could be a gold digger. Take my dough and spend with the next nigga. Ask my man Digger, my ace boom boom. Told me cut the bitch off for the shit balloon. Now I'm like Brandy, sitting in my room. Pissy drunk, listening to stylistic tunes. For the OJs, thinking about the old days. My niggas like, fuck that bitch, go play. Baller, if she beat you, don't call her. Guess who I seen that freak bitch faller. She was asking about your whereabouts. Is it digits? No, you can wear that out. Tear that out the brain. Your game's so tight, you be all fucking tonight.
I'm fucking
I'd like to hear Ten Crack Commandments. Why?
All right, we could definitely try to work that in. Lady Steele, is there anything else, big lady, you want to get out there? And I don't know.
It would be great.
The people in? What's that?
I love it. Can't You See with Total featuring Biggie.
Wow.
I love
it. You know what? And I'm not going to lie, I was thinking it. I was like, no, I want a Biggie thing. So, no, I'm sorry, I don't have that one. But what I will do, the songs that y'all mentioned, and I didn't get a chance to play, Lady Steele, you sent me that in a BBM, they will be the pregame throwback. So you will hear those tracks on pregame radio, I promise you. All right?
Okay.
But, Pop, before we get ready to roll about it, we got about a half hour left, so we just couldn't pretty much ride out, play some more music. Before we roll out, anything else you want to get out there?
Nah, I'm just tuning in, man, just showing support.
Yeah, how did your block set?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm just showing support, you know, we just sitting back listening. You know, I love to see young and older people who put in, you know, have your dreams and your, we have our dreams going up here. Nah, that was no subliminal shot. But we having our dreams and we putting them into place. That's what it's all about, man. So I'm just sitting back and just showing support. That's all.
Yo, Leek, you still in the building? Anything else you want to get out of here, man?
Oh yeah, I just want to say just to piggyback up on like what Pop was saying, like, you know, shout outs to y'all. You know, without y'all, it wouldn't be us. So we thankful for the love and, you know, we support just to support. And keep up the good work. You know, we tune and we can. I'm at work, so I got to do different things. That's why you keep seeing me calling in and out.
Yeah, no doubt. Matter of fact, we was 20 minutes away from showtime. I'm on the phone with Leek.
Right? I'm like, Black,
he asked for it, so I said to him, I'm like, yo, Leek, keep this Houdini shit I'm about to call. I'm at work right now. And watch me still get to the crib in time, be set up, and get the show going, and I did it. So I'm real happy about that because, you know, the people at my job, they start throwing left curveballs at me and stuff, trying to keep me there, but I just did shit and broke the hell out.
you think
so
that
no
by
doubt.
Now New York City doesn't know what today is? Everybody, no matter what, found a way to tune into Mr. C's set today, work or no work. Like, I'm sure a couple of people got warned, fired, whatever, but everybody was tuned into that shit.
I did hear a little bit of it on the way to work. Most definitely. You know, it is what it is. Big shout out to Mr. C. For those who don't know, you know, that was his DJ. You know, he was the one that brought Big to Pop, and, you know, the rest is history. So pretty much without C, you know, we wouldn't
right,
even know who Big was.
For the year, he will always have that gig every single year annually. It's almost like tradition for him to do his tribute on 97.
Yeah, and here at Freakin' Middle, I can only hope to do a 8th, maybe even a 16th of something of that magnitude. So I want to shout out everyone who tuned in via the PC. Shout out to SOS of Florida Society of Swag. I see y'all. Studio. Gumo, I see all y'all. Keep it hot, keep it popping. And for those who don't know, especially at TGO dudes, all 1,500 of y'all, please sign up. pregameradio.ning.com. I sign up because that's where we'll have mostly everything. Pregame, of course, we'll still have the Twitter and the Facebook group on a popping, but pregameradio.ning.com will be the pregame radio hub. That's where everything pregame will be. All announcements and all that good stuff. So please sign up. Please check us out. Wow. Oh yes, please tune in this Friday night. Pre-game radio, we're going to take some time out to say happy birthday to a fallen friend of mine, Deanna Portella. She would have been 29 this year, sorry. But she died due to cancer back in October, so I'm doing this show for her. All right, so call us up, 347-857-4302. That's what we're doing on Friday. Saturday, of course, we're going to have the normal crazy mayhem. Follow all of us on Twitter. Me at Brooklyn Black, you know, I follow back. Yo, don't follow Pop. If Pop follows you back, he's going to roast you. Don't follow Pop on Twitter. Nah, I'm joking.
So follow Pop, Pop PGO. Of course, you got Malik PGO, first name Fido, Fuego Bravo. Shout out to all them guys. Shout out to
the all 1,500 of us, right?
All 1,500 of them. Shout out to all 1,500 members of PGO.
We're
the Wu-Tang for this generation.
Yeah,
so follow them. Like I said, shout out to the Cash Administration, Big VK Cashmere, Only One Only, Young High, Creamer. Shout out to all of them. Baltimore is heavy on the check, and they didn't want to get on, but it's all well and good. But they heavy on the check, and they show them respect and love for Big. So shout out to Big Joe, T. Martin, Bink, Body More Son, all of those dudes. Shout out to History, Prince Hood, H Squared. So just a big shout out, big thank you to everyone who's been rocking with Pre-Game Radio, and please, do not fret. The Pre-Game Radio Showcase, it's on its way. When I say on its way, I mean less than 60 days, all right? Once I got the date and everything set, I will let y'all know. We've been working out artist packages, comp tickets. I'm even giving away some free passes on the show. So we got a whole bunch of stuff going down in the next few months for Pre-Game Radio. And those rocking with us, I appreciate y'all. I will promise I won't disappoint. You know, like I said on the Pre-Game Radio blog on the site, I refuse to be the new Charlie Show, so that's not going to happen. We're going to keep it going. But like I said, follow me at Brooklyn Black. Follow the show Pre-Game _radio at Lady Steele. That's STEELE. Follow at Behavior Smoker. That's EBAHAIVASMOKA.
No.
Shout out to the delivery guy at my door. Shout out to the delivery man at my door bringing me pizza or something right now. Shout out Jay the Tech Guy, Dark Ichigo, DarkIchigo. Yes, and I'm sending all of these Twitters off the top of my head, right? And like I said, big thank you to everybody. I'm going to leave this only because I like how they put Big's loop in it. Not 100% fan of the song, but I do like how they put Big's verse in it. And we're going to ride out to that in a couple of more joints. And I'll see you guys Friday. Thank you for tuning in. Rest in peace, Big. We miss you. Wish you shit. Matter of fact, before I even do that, those who are still on the line, Pop, Lady Steel, Ed, you know normally I play this thing, and I'm going to do it for Big. So I'm going to start with Pop. Pop, if Big was still here, blank would not be.
Shit.
Say it one more time. I ain't hear you. I'm sorry.
If Big was still here, blank would not be. Fill in the blank.
Life. You said if Big was here, life would not be?
No,
or
I said
blank.
If Big was still here, blank would not be. Fill in the blank.
Oh. There's a lot of artists that could fit in that blank. It's too many to name. One off the top of my, let me see. I was going to say Soulja Boy, but that's too easy. So, I've got to come with, I would say Gucci Mane. That's just random.
All right, Gucci Mane. Lady Steel, if Big was still here, blank would not be.
It's very hard because, I think Gucci Mane would be here, but he wouldn't be on the mainstream level that he is because the South always had their shit on lock, just wasn't mainstream. Soulja Boy was only able to rock because of the state of the industry. I would have to say that if Big was still here, that right about now, I can't honestly say that I think that Jay-Z would be on the scale that he is now. He would still be here, but I don't think that he would be on the scale that he is now.
Good one. Ed. I know you don't like nobody, so you can pick hundreds and thousands of people to put in that blank, but I'm going to ask anyway. Ed, if Big was still here, blank would not be.
Fucking Waka Flocka, Flo Rida, and Lil Wayne Dirty Ass.
I'm sorry. I mean, he's ready to say everybody.
Be mainstream, but they would still be here because Wayne was, you know,
they're
forever.
Whack, Big would have tore their ass to shreds because to make a name for themselves, you always got to try and get to the nigga on top, and he'd have been the nigga on top. He'd have ripped their ass to shreds. They wouldn't have felt so. They would have just been carrying his fucking record. Those niggas would not fucking be here. They were like, nah, let me stick to this electronics degree. We the real rappers, the big niggas like Big. Them corny ass niggas would not be here.
All right, well, here's mine. You guys may not agree, because I got a couple. Like, one, if Big was still here, one, Mano would not be. Sorry. I got to give him his due. He's nice. He does little things, slapping the shit out of people. But if Big was still here, Mano would not be. Or if he would be, he would be in that underground circuit. Like, we would barely hear him mainstream. Kind of like how we barely hear him now, but we barely hear him on the mainstream. All right, one more person. Who else, Santana? I'm sorry, because, see, for those who don't know, Big is actually the first person to sign Cam. Cam was signed to Undies, along with Charlie Baltimore. And that was the site, that was the label that Big had with Unrevella. All right. And Big, he was, and as you can see, he was real select about the company he kept and the company that his company kept. They wouldn't have brought Santana in there like that. Not if Big was still here and Ken was still signed to Undies. Hell, Ken would have never left him to Rockefeller, none of that BS. So I would say the camera that we have now wouldn't be here.
I don't know. He would be the old Ken when it was him, Charlie Baltimore, not rapping now.
Exactly.
I agree, but we have to also recognize a lot of the people that are in existence right now that are getting play is because when Big died, he left a void. Like, he was the people's champ. He was our champ. So to a certain degree, he left a void, and people were thirsty, you know, for that next thing. And till now, there's not really anybody that some people are, you know, are bold about it, but others are not as comfortable as saying, you know, X, Y, and Z has solidly taken a place. Like Michael, everybody wants to be the next Michael, but yet people catch feelings if anybody were to say, you know, this is the closest or this person's going to be the next Michael. However, it does create that void. And when that void is there, eventually, no matter how much you try to fight it, someone's going to, even if it's just for a little bit of period of time, but, you know, the process of healing, when you lose something, that void is still going to be filled. And that's what, that void is what created the pathway for a lot of these artists.
True. But still.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
All right, so y'all already know what that is. But,
the bitch is rude.
Right? Mean-ass computer lady? But,
How dare she on Biggie?
So if we already know if Big was here, hip hop generally would be different. And I'm saying, and I'm not just saying because I'm stuck in nostalgia and like that, but that's just true story. You know, because when Big was out, who ran this stuff? You had Outkast, you had UGK, you had 3-6 Mafia, even. You know,
it's just, that was real hip hop. Right now, everything is
watered
down.
That was that real shit coming from the South. And I'm saying, of course, out West, you had N.W.A. and Dre and Death Row started coming about around there. You know, hip hop on all scales was different, and it would be different if those key people were still here. Like, hell, if Pimp C was still here and UGK came out with another album, they would shut the South down, hands down. You know, and if Pac was here and he dropped one, of course, anybody on the West, even people on the East and down South would be scared to go in the studio. Same goes for Big. You know, so without those key people here, now it's just like the cast away the mics will play. But the mics are playing too damn long. So I want to give a shout out to people like the TGO crew, Cash Administration, Saj Mack and Brooklyn Collective. H Square, people who keep it funky and try to keep it in that era and don't try to, you know, go with the flow or keep it with the Joneses how it is now, because they're keeping, they want to keep hip hop in its natural form, the way it's supposed to be enjoyed. All right. Also, if you are listening via PC, like I said, you can sign up here, freegameradio.ning.com. That's where also you can catch the show. You can also catch Free Game Radio on gsbworldwide.com, dtfradio.com, and gxmedia.biz. So there's a lot of ways you can catch up on pregame radio. And also for those on your iPhones and iPods, pregame radio is on iTunes as well.
So definitely check us out. We're about to roll about here. Get into a couple more preview joints. Everyone, please have a good night. Y'all already know, if y'all going to pregame, don't drink and drive. If you're going to, you know, get in with your boo, wrap it up. Don't be a fool. Wrap your tool, ladies. Don't fall for the scams. Protect your clam, all right? And we're going to see y'all Friday. We out of here. Yeah, I heard somebody hang up and shit, man. Like, man, loud ass clicker. What you doing, bitch? Like, somebody just clicked mad hard, just bang.
You should. Shut up, son.
Let us all dip, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get out of here, and here we go. Have a good night, everybody.
Yo, check it. Call Lil C's. Tell that motherfucker to bring me some motherfucking weed from his hospital. Man. Fuck that. Tell Uncle Paulie to go pick up 10,000 from Dez and go pick up about like 20 G's from Gina. Tell that motherfucker to get this nigga next door up out of here. This nigga be snoring all night. I can't sleep. And call that big butt nose with the long hair to come suck my dick. The doctor said I need about 3 weeks of recovery. The nurses is loving me, saying the best part of the day is my half. Feeding me breakfast and giving me a sponge bath. Nigga say I died dead in the streets. Nigga, I'm getting high, getting head on the beach. Chilling, sitting on about half a million. With all my niggas, all my guns, all my women. The next 2 years, I can see about a billion. All for the love of drug dealing. Got no love for the other side, fuck them tricks. Any repercussions, bring them out for your spit clip all the time. Papa kick the war around, raw flow, and that's how it goes.
This is my nigga swinging things, tamarindian chains, truck necklace, igloo, ringing things for the bitches. You see them rings spinning grins, that shit with the B trimmed and wings. Heavy and hard just filled with birds of wrath. On the road to the riches, on birds to drag. More niggas to kill, then birds to bag. Hit the jeweler and splurge the tag. Hop out the truck like Trick, what up? Call me Sean if you suck, call me gone when I nut. That's the end of us. Your friend the fuck, twist and bend up. You know the deal, niggas talking real easy on some ball and shit.
That's right.
Funny how quick these pricks forget. Acting like I ain't the reason they traded they shit. Switch that 5, cop that 6.
That's right.
It's all good, you know who the clone is. Fuck the Joneses, niggas trying to keep up with the cones.
Come on,
the notorious K.I. to the M. That's me and MTV, no doubt. Titty out like, whoa, I don't give a fuck. Y'all know my attitude. Kiss in my cologne and stay your ass home. You and your chaperone. Things done change, but we continue to reign as the king and the queen of hip-hop. Me and B.I., Frank White, still a center of attention. I'm by his side with the chrome fist, playing my position. Sex with young from the ghetto. That bitch rocking mics for high heels to level. We taking over like Francis. Switching our styles like the hottest new dances. See, I let y'all live a sack of little paper. Be glad I pushed my album back. I did y'all hoes a favor.
Come on now. What's his name?
I know. After this party, I'm going to the MFIR party. 646-716-6276. Miss New Shoes, Miss Brooklyn. They carrying on the tribute. Also, check out our homie Deuce Privilege, GSmedia.biz. His show is popping off as well. Wet and Wild Wednesdays and all of that. But I got one more for y'all. Alright? You know I can't really leave out without a party. Of course, here it is. Pre-game radio, you dig? Big, we miss you, man.
Venue after venue, I've been through. I'm up to the telly so I can bend you. Bring to the store, condoms and more. Females for you sluts and whores. Could be my hardcore metaphor. Make sweat pour on the bedroom floor.
Open up the Lex door, jump on in. I'm kinda tired, I'ma roll blunts while you spin. You got your license, right? Alright, no swerving. Stay a blonde out, Madonna style like a virgin. Splurging, Dom P, Rosé. Watch foreplay, that's my forte. See the ring, he gets to death. Shoot before man, honey, he just left. Violate me, he get beat to death. Quick fella squeeze every shell that got left. Grandma, yeah, he preached the dawn strength. 2-4 fists within my arms left. With a calm breath, I say we got the float. No little seeds, the keys to the boat. Tongue on the down the throat. You know the routine. Got my dick large like Bruce Springsteen. You mean too, eyes greenish blue. Got the coochie sweater with the bubble foo-hoo. Beautiful, that's how the night goes. Get some tight clothes, get in some night clothes. Light invite those, girl the smoke live. Keep it real with you, you keep it real with I. We be tight like frog's ass. Have you seen Biggie, Biggie, give me one more chance.
Why? Would you ride with me?
Yeah.
Would you lie for me?
That's right.
Would you get high with me?
Sure.
Would you die for me?
No doubt.
Would you ride with me?
Yeah.
Would you lie for me?
That's right.
Would you get high with me?
Sure.
Would you die for me?
No doubt. These hoes don't treat you like I treat you. Through my contacts, I can see right through. If they know me and you were stuck like glue. Dream bitch means number one and two. Wifey, y'all ain't got to like me. Go ahead and act dumb, you can catch a hot one. Y'all know where I'm from. Bucktown, lay your ass down. You don't wanna play around. You just mad because Frank chose me. A fly QT, you just a groupie. Girl, call my telephone just to hang up. While me and you was in the crib laying up. Oh, he ain't tell you that we live together. And that we gonna have a kid together. Whatever, me intimidated? Never. Anything you give to him, he give it right to Kim. Anyway, I fuck better than you. Give head better than you. Pussy get wetter than you. If I fuck another nigga, don't mean nothing. B.I.G. is in my heart from the start. Broke or rich, I'ma stay his bitch. Chicks who used to be around, where they at?
I don't care about them other bros.
B.I.G. kept it real with me.
Would you ride with me?
Yeah.
Would you lie for me?
That's right.
Would you get high with me?
Sure.
Would you die for me?
No doubt.
Would you lie with me?
Yeah.
Would you lie for me?
That's right.
Would you get high with me?
Sure.
Would you die for me?
No doubt.
Would you lie with me?
Yeah.
Would you lie for me?
That's right.
Would you get high with me?
Sure.
Would you die for me?
No doubt.
Would you ride with me?
Yeah.
Would you lie for me?
That's right.
Would you get high with me?
For sure.
Would you die for me?
No doubt.
Would you ride with me?
Yeah.
Would you lie for me?
That's right.
This is that dirty money.
Ain't no shook hands in Brooklyn. I'm fatigued, been fatigued, the enemy. Look, man, you wanna see me locked up, shot up. Mom's crotched up over the casket, screaming bastard, ass crying. Know my friends is lying. I know who killed them, filled them with them Rugas from their Rugas or their desert. Dying ain't the shit, but it's pleasant. Kinda quiet, watch my niggas bring the riot.
That dirty money.
Came from heaven just to sing a song for you. Feel the rhythm of my love for you. And now it's beating slow, and you know it's the end of the road when I sing that slow song for you. In love is nothing but another gun for you. I would hide it in my help
up over the casket, screaming bastard, crying. Know my friends is lying. I know who killed them, filled them with them rugas from their rugas or they desert. Dying ain't the shit, but it's pleasant. Kinda quiet. Watch my niggas bring the rock.
That dirty money.
Fuck all you hoes. Get a grip, motherfucker. Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. And all the niggas in the struggle. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me. Now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play coke. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dope for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging. Celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimped the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know.